Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Most often in Alaska, new CEOs, school superintendents, college presidents, city managers, and such are typically not homegrown. They're usually imported to our state for their management and finance skills. And although they may be experts in their fields, they usually have a huge learning curve ahead of them. After all, Alaska is a state with weather, geography, and different cultures that can throw a lot of curves at you, and at the very least, humble you. But that said, it's going to be interesting to watch Rose Lawhorn grow into her job as the new head of Bartlett Regional Hospital, because she's been growing into it for a long time. Welcome to Juneau Afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. I have been working and living here in Juneau for a very long time, and particularly at Bartlett, and I appreciate being on to chat with you this afternoon.
Well, it's great to have you. I'm just kind of curious. You're from Southeast Alaska, so you know a lot about this region going into your job. Where are you from, and where did you grow up?
Well, I have lived in Southeast for the majority of my life here in Alaska, with the exception of a few years up in Anchorage going to school and working in hospitals around Anchorage area. And in Southeast, we have a unique set of challenges, and just the homestead lifestyle and survival, navigating weather challenges, which translates to difficulty acquiring, you know, supplies and meeting our needs in that way. You know, it's definitely something I'm not unaccustomed to, and also understanding the challenges that our patients face with access to services, and just going into the grocery store in a small community and not knowing if they'll be able to get their supplies that they need for their health. And not every town has a pharmacy, and how are we going to get medications to those individuals that we serve? And so my experience and growing up here in Southeast Alaska gives me great perspective on the challenges faced by our patients.
So what communities did you live in Southeast?
So I lived actually in Hoonah for 8 years, and then Haines for 8 years. And then I've spent the rest of my life down here in Juneau with being up in Anchorage for 3 years. So, and I came as a young child. So from Massachusetts, actually. So yeah, it's been quite an experience moving around Southeast and getting, you know, becoming well aware of the needs of small town communities and living and serving in this area.
And that is a huge learning curve for someone from outside, because they just can't imagine all the challenges that logistics pose in Alaska. So you were hired as CEO in March, and how does it feel? Does it feel like it always has, because you've always juggled a lot of responsibilities?
You know, Rhonda, the challenges of moving into this role are, I think, more significant and maybe just slightly different than I anticipated. There is such a broad perspective that I am gaining on the community needs overall. And, you know, the environment and the historical knowledge has really served me well already. And I'm just coming to the end of my third week. And it's been very helpful to have that and to gain the perspective and the dynamics in being a city-owned facility, a city-owned organization, working and operating within the guidelines and just all the reporting structure and how to make progress happen within the guidelines that we have to follow as a publicly operated hospital.
If someone looks at your resume, I mean, it's exhaustive. You have worn so many hats, from starting out as a registration clerk, being a nurse, you know, to a CEO, all in one hospital. I mean, how many different hats have you worn at Bartlett, and which of those you think are the most useful to you now?
You know, that's a great question. I started in the accounting field, and I never thought that I would be in healthcare. In fact, I was sheepish being in the healthcare environment, starting out my career. And I felt like it was a misstep once I realized that while I had a mind for numbers and I was good at the accounting side of things, I felt like, you know, it was maybe a waste of time to be in college for that and realizing it wasn't going to be my career path. But as I've grown and taken on these management roles, I was in a nursing role at the bedside for a decade or so, and then, moved on to several management roles. The experience that I had and the knowledge I had in those early days in my education helped me really understand a lot about the operations and just the business side of running a hospital. And I can't tell you how many times I've thought back and understood, you know, the financial statements and a good business plans and the marketing side of it and just really operating the business of healthcare. I gained the provision of healthcare and the nursing side and integration with physician practices and all of that ancillary services that I gained from being a nurse and from working at the bedside and in departments. But really every step of the way, I spent some time as a registrar checking in patients and making sure the insurance verification was adequate and all of those little pieces. As I kind of felt a bit aimless at times searching for my place and where my profession would really guide me, you know, it's come in useful to me because I have this sense of what happens and how all of these elements of hospital care come together to create a single patient care experience that meets our mission of quality patient-centered care in a sustainable manner. And really those three elements hits on and touches every area within the hospital. And I have learned the value of every role in this organization. And one of my primary goals is ensuring that the people working in each area understand how they contribute to our mission and that they're so valued. And really, we can only fulfill our mission together as a team, each doing our role and understanding how that translates to the mission and to the patient.
Well, one of the things I thought was interesting is you have done a lot of things in way different areas, but there did seem to be a thread in that. And the thread is that you built a lot of relationships along the way, it seems. And I imagine that that's going to help you a lot, I hope.
I hope so too. And it already has helped me. And really, you know, when you've got all various specialty services, when you have, you know, hospital hired physicians and primary care physicians, and you've got other organizations and again, ancillary services, we can feel like we are dissonant in our goals, but really understanding how the team comes to the bedside again to take care of the patient is critical. You have to have a good team to deliver quality patient care. And to have a good team that's integrated, you've got to have those relationships. And relationships, in my mind, those that are successful are really built on trust. And when you're working at 2 a.m. delivering care to a patient with a provider by your side, you've got environmental services helping you, you know, turn that room over for the next patient, those relationships build trust. And now as a leader, I walk through my organization and there's trust. I know the people's names, they know mine, and they know they've worked with me in many capacities. And so those relationships really do matter. And it's really the trust that I've gained. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we always agree on the issues, but if there's a trust at the center of it all, we can successfully deliver care together.
Well, of course, trust is now being tested more than ever during this time of the pandemic. I mean, we have to trust each other like we've never before. And
yes.
And I know that you one of the benefits of having been there for a long time is you know the lay of the land pre-COVID, and you have been part of this long journey home. We hope we're headed home. We're still on it, and a lot of people are wondering, where are we now on this journey as far as the hospital goes?
We are seeing a lot of progress in terms of responding to COVID. We know that there are variants out there. We know that the vaccines are effective in preventing deaths and serious illness from this and hospitalizations. And so, you know, we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel in terms of COVID itself. And the hospital leadership and the board and our assembly got behind this incredible cohesive response to the COVID pandemic. And now as we're seeing care protocols and response from the healthcare field be available to us in taking care of the patient, now we really need to look at the sustainability portion of our mission. So that's one of the biggest challenges that we're facing as a hospital and as an organization is how do we recover from all the expenditures? We maximize grants, we, you know, create efficient processes, look at our staffing and you know, be ready to sustain services in new ways. And I referenced telehealth before, but that's one way that now patients are used to getting the care delivered to their living room. And so anticipating those changes in the classic delivery of healthcare, they're going to be different now. And really COVID, the silver lining of COVID was that we were forced into a situation where we learn new ways of delivering care. And so the sustainability, evolving with healthcare trends, and continuing to meet our mission are really the primary challenges. Another challenge actually is just the burnout that we have experienced just from the weight of the responsibility of responding to COVID as a healthcare profession. And so with that is taking care of ourselves.
Well, I imagine there's way more work involved in adapting to COVID, all the protocols you have. But you mentioned earlier just the huge impact that it's had on the hospital's bottom line, fewer patients, costly ways of doing things to prevent COVID. And recently we heard that there is going to be a 4% increase in fees at Bartlett. Could federal COVID relief money help soften that, maybe delay some of the increases from coming, perhaps?
Yeah, you know, we have maximized all funding capacity that we have, and with rising costs, we have the impact on the patient of our cost of care as an element that we keep at the forefront of our mind. It's very important to us that we make the patient care accessible to people, to all. We all deserve quality care, and we have programs, we have support in place for people who struggle with the financial burden of healthcare. And it's something that we need to be looking at nationally and at the state level, and for sure at the hospital. We do have resources. So if you need care, come to the hospital and work with us, and we'll work with you on making that care accessible and manageable in terms of the financial impact.
Boy, there are a lot of things to juggle coming into a job. You know, if you were going to have this job, you probably would have wished that it were at a different time. But then again, who then to have in this role who's seen the big picture over the long haul?
Thank you. And you know, I don't know if there's, I guess growth is uncomfortable at times. And really the commitment to Juno and to our friends and neighbors and to the teams that are here, the Bartlett family, the Bartlett heroes, has driven me to take this next step. And I am so honored to have been selected to be the next CEO and to be fulfilling this role for our hospital that means so much to me. And in our community, in our region, I'm just so honored and appreciative of this opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, Rose Lawhorn. the new CEO of Bartlett Regional Hospital. Thanks for spending time with us today. And I hope that as time goes on, as there are different evolutions of us getting past COVID, that you'll come back and check in with us and keep us up to date on what's happening at the hospital.
I would love to. Thank you. Community communication is important. I want everyone to understand where we're headed as an organization and how we're going to continue to take care of our community and our region. So thank you so much, Rhonda.
And thank you for being here to answer our questions.